Cecilia had not hesitated. Whatever the others might think, she had no concern about being unwelcome. She didn't know all the Serranos, but she knew Oblo and Mahari. She made her way to their table. Oblo heaved himself up, moved the line of people to his right with a glare, then moved his chair and offered it to her. He crouched beside her in the space he'd made.
Lady Cecilia, ma'am, what are you doing wearing a fleet uniform with stars on? You can't make me believe they made you an admiral.
Not exactly. Remember back on Xavier, when that young lieutenant on Sweet Delight thought I must be an officer in covert ops?
Yeah?
Well, Miranda and I were captured by the mutineers.
What?
Are you all right, m'lady?
I'm fine. Miranda's dead. Let me tell you...
Excuse me. May I join you?
Cecilia looked up to see Chief Jones with a mug already in hand.
Of course. You can help me tell this. You know Oblo Vicissuan, don't you? And Methlin Mahari?
I've heard. Harris Serrano's crew, right? And you survived a takeaway with that Livati Admiral Minor.
That's right. You helped out Lady Cecilia, did you?
She broke us out of the brig. Go on, tell them. That fits your story.
The whole table leaned forward, straining to hear. Cecilia regaled them with a description of how she and Miranda had overpowered the two guards with mops, scrapers, and cleaning supplies, and was gratified to see astonished and admiring looks on the faces of the two seasoned warriors.
Then the two of them dragged the dead man back to use his finger on the lock to get us out.
So how'd you get off the ship? Boner Tighe, where'd they put the brig on that model? Didn't it still have the old combat control center mucking up the design?
Right. What we did was break into the damage control lockers and start improvising.
Cecilia admired Jones's gift for storytelling. She knew just how to set the story up. It sounded better this way, in a room full of friendly people, with all the noise around them. Jones held them spellbound.
And there she was, breaking off sensor pedals and tossing them away, chanting, "They kill us, they kill us not."
And then I got tied up in Tangleweb and had to be handled like a holiday parcel.
Oblo touched the star on Cecilia's uniform.
Yeah, but the uniform. Not that I'm fussy or anything, you know me, but that's real.
That's your Harris. She needed a, bit more authority than she had, so she suggested it. Jones here coached me.
She had the command presence already, when she wanted it. All we had to do was get her to quit talking about everything in terms of horses.
It's my cover.
When did Harris get promoted? Why didn't she tell us?
As for when, about 20 minutes ago, over at the headquarters of the school. As for why no crowd, she knew you were already over here, everyone she cared about. And even for a Serrano getting her star, they can't do it in a bar. She was annoyed.
That sounds like her. She knows how it's supposed to be.
Cecilia looked at Methlin Mahari and the young man beside her.
Is that a relative of yours?
My baby brother, Gellin. He was here when it started. He killed the Carrion.
Who?
She had taken over the prison. The one where they had me and Oblo. If he'd listened to his big sister, he wouldn't have gotten into that mess. But at least he remembered what to do about it.
Methy.
Methy. Is that your nickname?
Cecilia waited for the explosion that seemed to be brewing.
Even I don't call it that.
See what you've done? Troublemaking scamp.
Methlin thumped her brother on the head. But she was grinning, the dangerous glint hiding again in those sleepy green eyes. Harris leaned over Cecilia suddenly.
Methlin, good. You found your brother. I've heard good things about you, young man. Think you might want to do ship duty again someday?
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to be assigned with Lieutenant Serrano, sir.
Oh, well, I suppose one Mahari is enough. Oblo, could you find the rest of the Vigilant survivors for me? It's time.
Right, sir.
Oblo edged his way past her.
Cecilia, we have a little tradition for new admirals. I hope you'll join in. You are, after all, a new admiral.
I knew this was going to get me in trouble.
Oh, we're in this together. Come on now.
Harris offered a hand. Cecilia struggled against the ever-thickening crowd.
I'm not senile, just old.
Good. We have to go outside.
Why? It's raining, it's cold, it's...
Tradition. Oh, and here.
She handed over a bag of something heavy.
What is this? What's going on?
going on?
If they'd done my promotion ceremony properly, we wouldn't have to go through this, but they had to rush. It's like this. You know, don't interrupt, you do know, because I'm telling you, that after a promotion, an officer owes a token to the first enlisted personnel who salutes the new rank.
Really? It sounds like the owner tipping grooms after...
Get your mind off horses, Ceci. This is serious.
It was serious if you didn't tip grooms, too. Cecilia looked at the set of Harris's jaw and said no more.
Shipboard promotions. The newly promoted get a measure of drink chits to give out. Same for each of the group being promoted. Dockside, they usually give cash tokens, even if most of the bars won't take them and would rather charge a credit cube. Anyway, admirals are supposed to do a bit more. Now, I took care of the food part, but we still have to get through the saluting part. These are tokens I had made up. Not for this, but another purpose. They'll do. How old are you, anyway?
How old am I?
You see, admirals pay by the year. You have to take and honor as many so-called first salutes as years of your age.
On which planet?
Be serious. Never cheat your people.
I don't honestly know. 80-something, maybe 90 by now.
Call it 90. Your arm's going to get tired. You do know how to salute, don't you?
This was the most ridiculous of the many ridiculous things that had happened since the trim little woman in the purple uniform had appeared on Sweet Delight to start over as a yacht captain.
No, I do not know how to salute. I am, after all, in covert ops.
Not now you aren't. You're about to get promoted and retired all in one night. Come on.
Outside, the cold rain had stopped for the moment, leaving the pavements wet.
I don't see why we can't do this inside.
Because it's a bar. Come on, it won't take long.
Everybody's inside. It will take us hours to find 90 people to salute us.
They would be wet and cold and miss the whole party. Surely that wasn't the right idea.
Come on, admirals don't loiter in doorways.
Cecilia followed her down the sidewalk. Whatever they designed admirals' uniforms for, it was not staying warm in cold, windy rain.
Where are we going?
Far enough so I can show you how to salute without embarrassing you or the others.
What others?
I can tell you're an admiral, Cecilia, because only an admiral gets to ask that many questions. Now watch.
Harris demonstrated. Cecilia tried it, and after a few repetitions, the motion seemed almost familiar. Almost.
I'll muck it up somehow.
No, you won't. It's just the same old noblesse oblige with a hand movement.
When they turned back, Cecilia could just make out a double row of figures standing in the cold rain. She shivered, not only from the cold.
From vigilance. It's their right.
At first, it felt awkward, ridiculous, like a travesty. Harris was the real admiral, the one to whom salutes should be given. She was just an old lady playing a game, trying to help out, but not really what her uniform suggested. But Oblo didn't play games. His salute steadied her. Methlin Mehari would not countenance a travesty, nor lead her brother to do so. Chief Jones was not ridiculous. Kutsudis, others from Vigilance, and then the rest of the survivors from the Bonar Tig. Cecilia felt more than rain stinging her face. She didn't deserve this, but she had to live up to it. Her arm was very tired when she handed out the last of the tokens Harris had given her, and they went back inside. The toasts were just beginning. Cecilia could not identify the protocol that determined which toast would come next, but she could tell there was one. She slipped an Antox pill under her tongue. At least she wouldn't have to suffer the consequences of what looked to be a very long night. The tables were packed now, so she edged toward the bar, where the man in the yellow jacket still held his place. Oblo and Mehari moved up beside her.